Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 23rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Elevated activin A serum levels in patients with acute peripartum cardiomyopathy and during left ventricular recovery. This study analyzed activin A serum levels in patients from the German peripartum cardiomyopathy registry, both at acute diagnosis and during left ventricular recovery. It found that elevated circulating levels of activin A, a senescence-associated secretory phenotype factor, correlated with heart failure severity in acute peripartum cardiomyopathy patients at baseline. The investigation detailed the trajectory of activin A serum levels throughout the course of left ventricular functional recovery. This analysis highlights activin A as a potential biomarker relevant to the pathophysiology and recovery assessment in peripartum cardiomyopathy. Article number 2. Diabetes increases the risk of heart failure in myocarditis, a propensity-matched nationwide database analysis. This propensity-matched nationwide database analysis found that diabetes significantly increased the risk of heart failure in patients hospitalized for myocarditis. The study reported that diabetes impacted both in-hospital and long-term outcomes in this patient group. Patients discharged alive were followed for a calendar year, demonstrating the sustained effect of diabetes on subsequent cardiac events. This analysis establishes diabetes as a critical comorbidity that exacerbates adverse outcomes in myocarditis. Article number 3. Nomogram model for predicting 90-day excellent outcome in patients with acute vertebrobasilar artery occlusion undergoing endovascular thrombectomy. This study developed and externally validated a nomogram model designed to predict 90-day excellent functional outcomes in patients with acute vertebrobasilar artery occlusion. The nomogram provides a crucial tool for patient selection in endovascular thrombectomy, a procedure proven effective for this condition, which typically has mortality rates up to 80%. The model offers enhanced precision in identifying patients most likely to achieve a modified Rankin scale score of 0 to 1 at 90 days. This predictive model addresses the significant challenge of patient selection in managing acute vertebrobasilar artery occlusion. Article number 4. Insomnia and incident cardiovascular disease in U.S. Hispanic/Latino adults, results from HCHS/SOL. This study analyzed data from 3,635 Hispanic/Latino adults and found a significant association between insomnia and incident cardiovascular disease. Insomnia was assessed using the Women's Health Initiative Insomnia Rating Scale, evaluating group status, symptom severity, specific symptom dimensions, and sleep duration at baseline. The results demonstrated that insomnia is an independent cardiovascular risk factor in this specific demographic. This highlights the importance of screening for and managing insomnia to potentially mitigate cardiovascular risk in Hispanic/Latino populations. Article number 5. Safety and efficacy of early aspirin administration after intravenous thrombolysis for acute ischemic stroke, TREND-IVT. Rationale and design of a multicenter, randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trial. The TREND-IVT trial is a multi-center, randomized, placebo-controlled study investigating the safety and efficacy of early aspirin administration after intravenous thrombolysis for acute ischemic stroke. It addresses the clinical reality that early neurological deterioration is common after intravenous thrombolysis, often resulting in poor outcomes and requiring antiplatelet therapy. The trial implements a therapeutic approach comparing 300 milligrams of aspirin given within 3 hours of intravenous thrombolysis initiation against standard antiplatelet therapy. This study represents a critical investigation into improving functional outcomes for patients experiencing acute ischemic stroke. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.